Been saying for all these years, at least 20 years, probably more like 30 years, that I feel there's a big difference between a choyle that's already a sakana and a choyle that they're just afraid if they don't drink they'll get dehydrated. And I felt that such a type of choyle should definitely be hooked up to an intravenous. And the lashon I always use is, I can't call it a chayva, but it's called a chayva. So this yid who listens to my shiurim says he found the sefer called Penina Yish from Rav Eliashiv, Pashas Vayelich Shnas Tovshin Pei, and I'll read you his words. Misha Achshav Ein Echayla. Right now he's not a chayla. El Shetzorich Lecho Mechshash Sakona. Kigoy Muberes Oy Menekes. He even calls it somebody machla sakeres. Guy has diabetes. They feel if he doesn't drink, if he doesn't get, he'll get dehydrated. Hoyre hagrish shekedai ma'oid. I was so happy because mamish kivanti l'shene v'kroiv l'chiyuv l'schaber to intravenous me'erev Yom Kippur. Kroiv l'chiyuv. That was mamish. I always say I can't call it a chiyuv, but I feel it's proper. That's how you should be naig. And he says, "Kadesh lo yitzarach lechol lelus tes pesiyum shewusu deraisa." V'lchein poshut mi she yochol oy lekabel shiyum oy lekabel noizim derech through intravenous into pizia bor shahod of lekabel noizim ki chatzi shewusu deraisa avo kabel noizim vade in kan yisu deraisa. Anyway, so this is Rav Eliashiv's psak. So now I'm tripling down that absolutely one should do that, and especially today, it's hard to even call it a chavola, you know, the whole tumult in the poskim, if you have to be chavola yourself or not, hard to call it even a chavola. And vadai, somebody who's, like we said, is already connected to the machines, like they have a feeding tube, Vadai should not be eating anything on Yom Kippur, because that's not called an achila b'chlal. And Agav Urche would also explain why the Achiezer and the Chalkas Yaakov, who deal with the shayla about feeding somebody artificially, don't even bring in the machlokes Shagasari and the Binyan Siyan, whether achila shalekederach achila schayv on Yom Kippur. Shagasari holds achila shalekederach achila schayv on Yom Kippur. The Binyan Siyan holds Achil Shukadar Achil is Potter on Yom Kippur. And all the poskim, the Achiezer Vachaverov, that dealt with the Shiloh of giving a patient food straight to the stomach, they didn't even bring in the Machloikis between the Achiezer, between the Shagazai and the Binyan Siyan. Lefit Vorai is Poshet, because that's not Achil at all. Even the Shagazai is masking. Even the Shagazai is masking. If it goes straight to the stomach, it's not called the Maisa Achil at all. And therefore, there's no real issur in that. There's no real issur that's being mishaveh in that situation. So that's why, for sure, that would be the preference. But absolutely, somebody who's not a choyla, and it's just a matter they're afraid that this person could get dehydrated, that would lead to sakona, vadai should find another means of getting the fluid into their body other than drinking. Okay. Shiurim. How important is it to keep shiurim on Yom Kippur? Somebody who cannot fast on Yom Kippur, right? And let's assume they are a choyla, not like we discussed, people that just were, they shouldn't get dehydrated. A choyla, a proper choyla, that needs to eat on Yom Kippur. How medaktik is it, al pidin, to be makbid on shiurim? So we began to discuss the famous shita of the Magid Mishnah, that the Magid Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam's lashon in Perek Beis is that for a chayla who's sheyesh presakona, so he's, the Rambam's lashon is hareyu kechol l'chol advorim, all the things that he needs, it's like a weekday, right? Which means the Magid Mishnah extracts from the Rambam that you do everything for chayla. You don't say, well, is this sakona? Is it not a sakona? That's the way the Velt understands the Magid Mishnah. The Velt, I mean the Choshev Velt, the Torah Velt, understands the Magid Mishnah, that you don't have to make cheshbonos. Does the Chayla, is this something that's going to make a difference for the Sakana, not make a difference? Whatever you do during the week, you should do now also. So the Shaila is, A, is that the Halacha on Shabbos? And B, is there a difference in Yom Kippur? Does Yom Kippur have a distinction? So, there's a famous Reb Chaim, Chaim Briskel, that the Chaim Taka holds that Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos, Lagabi this, and that somebody who's already a Chayla Sheyesh Poi Sakona, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Same Halacha. Kol Srochav, it says Poch, the Shulchan Aruch says Poch, Poch, Mikashir. Poch, Poch, Mikashir is only a Chayla that's Ein Poi Sakona. Just happens to be, if they won't eat, we're afraid it would evolve, it'll evolve into a Sakona. So then, we do whatever we have to do, so it shouldn't become a sakana. So Pachs Mikashir could help that, alleviate that it shouldn't become a sakana. We have a chiyuv to do so. But somebody's mamash achayla sheyesh bo sakana. Chaim held oisim lekol tzrachav. Now, in order to know how to pasken on Yom Kippur, we have to first understand the shita on Shabbos. Then we can know, could we apply it to Yom Kippur? Right, that's what we were analyzing. And we mentioned that many of the Achronim are Maflia, halfway Vafela, on the Magid Mishnah, that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense if you hold the Chuya, for sure. If you hold Pikuach Nefesh, it doesn't even make sense if you hold Hutra. The Chuya doesn't make sense, because Tam, it's Efshel Kaim Shleim. The Chuya means you only push off what you have to push off. That surely doesn't. Stam doesn't work, which is Stam Apella, because the Rambam himself in the Halacha before says the Chuyi Pikuach Nefesh by Shabbos. And the case of Mishnah Taka holds that Shitas HaRambam is that Pikuach Nefesh is the Chuyi, not Hotra. Right? As I said, the case of Mishnah, that Chuyi. If you hold Pikuach Nefesh is Chuyi, then it's like every Doiche. Every Doiche means you do everything you can to avoid, and if not, Stam Melch Nishkim Pshat. Rebbe Yashiv says, look at the Gemara in Yuma. Chalol Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shikam Shabbos Azarbe. What's this then? Stop doing Melochas? It's not Kedei Shikam Shabbos Azarbe. Right? That's just... But even if you hold it's Hutra, Hutra is only Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. What makes a Pikuach Nefesh? The Chalol likes to have a coffee when he reads his newspaper. Shabbos morning, you have no hot water. The Chayil is everything he needs, and he even has his newspaper. The only thing he's missing is his coffee with his newspaper. Afilu Timsaloy Mahutra, Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. That's a garnish. That's coffee, newspaper, is Hutra. Even if you hold Hutra, it doesn't make sense. That's the problem. Even if you hold Hutra, it doesn't make sense. So, this is a Peldik, a Zachnochamot. It could be mimic in the sugya backwards and forward. Very, very hard to learn the Magid Mishnah Kipshute. Lohosev is that the Rambam himself used the Lashon Tikkun, the Chuyah Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Lashon Rambam. Okay, you have to say it's Lavdavke. Whatever. However you're going to learn the Rambam. But even if you learn Utra. So Rabbi Chanan has a whole tremendous chiddush how to learn. It's like he compares it to Tzitzim, Shem, Akvin, and Samila. That once you're doing the Pikuach Nefesh, you can do the Ganser Pikuach Nefesh. Including these things, it's all, but it's a Zeyer Shver. Tzitzim Shem Akvin as Hamila is the Hidur of the Mila. What's Pas Hidur by Pikuach Nefesh? What's the Eschabras, what's the connection between the coffee with the newspaper together with the Pikuach Nefesh? No Shaychas. Stam, the Chayla wants a coffee with the newspaper. Tell the Chayla, I'm sorry, it's Shabbos today. You're a Jew. So Shabbos, today is no coffee with the newspaper. He goes, what do you mean? I'm a chayla. Stam Magid Mishnah don't. I would almost go so far to say, it's not called a tzorech chayla sheyesh b'sakana. In order to be called a tzorech chayla sheyesh b'sakana means that the need has to do with the fact that he's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. He doesn't need his coffee now any more than he needs it when he's not a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. The whole thing is just, it's Merafe Sigrun. That's why I always held that Rebbe Yashiv's pshat in the Magen Mishnah is the Glatz the pshat. And the Glatz the pshat, the way Rav Eliashiv learns, and I told you, I remember the Rav Nosson Gestetner, I took a looked it up, he learns the same way like Rav Eliashiv in his tshuvas. He says that the Kenizayin, he says it makes no sense. May olam le'ol al dasar av magid lahat lasis malacha b'shabbes yoyser may anitzrach latzilei mechlal sakana. No such a thing. Obviously, if you have a suffix, you do it. But if it's no question, like the case I gave you, he wants a coffee. He'd like to have a coffee. Now, if he's panicking, you could say the panic is a sakana. If he says, you know, I'd like to have my coffee now. Say, well, it's Shabbos. He goes, okay, forget it. No. You like a coffee? Yeah, Shabbos. No. Give me a coffee. Would you like it? Name. Lo'yol al das ha-magid mishnah, says Lahat. Now, vos, it's a chol sheish b'sakone. And ain't sorich l'chama le'bim godim. Which is mamish what the mishnah before that is talking about. Which means you have a chol sheish b'sakone. During the week, I would put on the heat. You understand? During the week, I would put on the heat. So now, Shabbos, I have another eitzah. I could put on blankets on him and get his temperature up, and he'll be fine. That's what the Rambam is saying. Hareyu kechoy l'chol advarim. The way I would normally treat the choyla sheyesh b'sakana is the same thing I could do now. All in the world, in the arena of pikuach nefesh. You don't do pikuach nefesh on Shabbos differently than you do pikuach nefesh during the week. Meretachal, pikuach nefesh. We're talking pikuach nefesh. And to me, that is, it's emes lamitei. Emes lamitei. And Sam, if you look in the Magid Mishnah, you see, before that's what he's talking about. Adding begodim to the guy. And that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Even if you learn the chuya. Even if it's the chuya. It's the chuya, and mainly you're allowed to treat him the way you normally treat him. You don't have to do different. As long as what you're doing is called pikuach nefesh, that's darker the way you would do it during the week. You don't have, basically, you don't have to find tricks, Shabbos tricks. You know, people use those scooters on Shabbos as the back of the hashgacha from the oven. Say, yeah, hashgacha on scooters. Right? Shabbos scooters, right? So, you don't need to get a pikuach nefesh, eitzes, tricks. Whatever you do during the week, how you would treat during the week. That's how you treat. You don't have to have robotic surgery on Shabbos. The surgeon could cut the body and do it. That's all push it. It's such a glatte posh pshat that nikorim divrei emes, and you should know I was medayik that the Shoyl Meshiv already learned that way. The Shoyl Meshiv, Kadman, he learned like the way Rav Eliashiv and Rav Nosson Gestetner learned. And then you don't have to be matzlik anything. The whole Rambam fits. So then we have no shaila at all. We have no shaila at all that avade on Yom Kippur, you have to be makbar on Pachas Mikashir. Meikir Hadin. If that's all the chayla needs, you can't give more. You have to be makbid. What? As far as what? No. That's not what Rav Eliashiv says. Well, Yashiv says, you're only allowed to do now, I'm telling you what Rav Eliashiv says, you're only allowed to do now what the Chayla needs now. And if now he only needs a half an ounce, that's all you're allowed to give him. I'm talking about Rav Eliashiv is chloragis. Rav Eliashiv says you can only give the Chayla now what he needs now. You could give it to him the way you would give it during the week. You can only give him what he needs now. That's all he needs now. A cup of coffee he doesn't need now, don't give him the cup of coffee. I can only, basically, whatever I'm doing has to be called, I'm doing pikuach nefesh. I'm putting on the heat now. You understand? Because this chayla needs heat. And it's a pikuach nefesh for him to have heat. Elamai, I have another way to get the heat into his body without doing the melacha, I could do it. But it has to be sach hakol, what I'm doing for him is pikuach nefesh. Now, if the choyla needs 1 ounce, which is not isokoros, and I give him 2 ounces, which is isokoros, that's not pikuach nefesh. I'm not allowed to do that. What? Chaimolds, yeah. Now, what's namuchach? You didn't hear what I said. You're not listening. No, you're not listening. You're not listening. According to Rav Yashiv, every time you do something for chayla, you have to say, this is pikuach nefesh. I'm saving his life. And if I wouldn't do this now, I wouldn't be saving his life. Now, if I could give him 1 ounce and his life is saved, Zok Rav Yashiv, you can't give him 2 ounces. The second ounce is b'yisel. You understand? The second ounce is b'yisel. It has to be according to Rav Yashiv. Every ma'isa malacha that you're doing on Shabbos, we have to say, oh, this is saving him. Elamai, I could have done this pu'ula in a different way that I would do during the week. I'm not mechuyav to do. I don't have to give him a blanket. This is the way I would give him this pikuach nefesh. The surgery is a pikuach nefesh. I have a kunz I could use a robot. I'm going to use a robot during the week. Lamaisa, what I'm doing now, does the choyla need for his life? Yes. Is there another trick how I could do it? Yeah, I'm not chayv to do a trick. Ich taichup what I'm doing now. I give the choyla 1 ounce. He's not a sakon anymore. Now I want to give another ounce. I look at Rav Yashiv. Awesome in the nice, Dr. Yashiv. Now you should know that the way the Brisk Rav understands Reb Chaim holds like Rav Yashiv too. Reb Chaim holds like Rav Yashiv too. Reb Chaim holds that other ounce is also going to be mechazikim. Bleib des nachals in the tzorech pikuach nefesh. It's also havroise. Meaning the way the Brisk Rav understands Reb Chaim. If the choyla would talk and say, you know, I have everything I need now. It's like a schmuck to have a coffee with a newspaper. You understand? The way the Brisk Rav understands Reb Chaim was only saying, in the gesundkeit of the choyla, anything that could help the choyla, sheyesh pesakonot, lavroisoi, you do. So, meaning, a whole shear is better than the half a shear. So, also lavroisoi. Rav Shach, when he brings down the this Pshat Reb Chaim, he says it's a Tova Poshet. It's a Tova Poshet. So really, in a sense, Reb Chaim is even a smaller Chiddush than the Magid Mishnah. Reb Chaim, you understand, Reb Chaim is not saying like the Magid Mishnah. Reb Chaim is even a smaller Chiddush than the Magid Mishnah. Reb Chaim could hold that you have to give him a blanket. Does the gentleman say what I'm saying? Reb Chaim, let's say, I have to get this choyla now in order that it should be mamish gesund for him. I have to get his body to 100 degrees. Right? And right now he's 95. And I have two ways to get his body to 100 degrees. I could either put on the heat higher, or I could take a blanket. Actually, a blanket will go just maybe even faster. And he's near to 100 degrees. Yeah? The Magid Mishnah will give you no chiv to put a blanket. Reb Chaim will give you a blanket. As does his lavroisei. If the blanket is getting him just as well. Just, I asked the doctor, is there any medical benefit for a blanket over raising the heat another couple of degrees? And doctor says, no. In fact, in the old days, they would use a blanket. Today, we have heat, you put the heat on. Volt Reb Chaim briske gesagt, also. It's not Rav Roysoy b'chlal. It's not Rav Roysoy. The Magid Mishnah is like Muter. Is Reb Chaim, the way the Brisk Rav and Reb Shach bring down, Reb Chaim and the Magid Mishnah, it's two different shittas, it's two different shittas. Magid Mishnah is saying, whatever the Choyla needs, you could do for him, and right, because it's pikuach nefesh, and you could do it the way you do during the week. You could do it the way you do during the week. You're not mechuyev to look for different aitzes. Reb Chaim zogt, anything the choyla needs, you don't have to be medaktik and say, well, if I don't do this, is he going to die? Because it's lav loisei, it's getting him better. I don't have to be medaktik in what he needs.
But the oifen of doing it, Reb Chaim will come ask him that you have to do. So it's mamish, Reb Chaim and the Magid Mishnah are two different shittas. Ma'amachoda u'ma'amachoda. You got what I'm saying? It's two completely different things. Magid Mishnah is talking about the oifen that you do the pikuach nefesh. You don't have to do it differently than you do it during the week. Right? Magid Mishnah is a bigger chiddush than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is saying, listen, the cholel needs to eat. So he's saying, well, he could survive on pachas mikasher. Yeah, but would a ganzer shir make him better? Is noch besser for him? It does skate around, does out skate around in Lavroise. Which is what Rav Shach is saying. Let's take Reb Chaim's words. Let's take Reb Chaim's words and make it very basic so you all understand it. I'm a surgeon. They bring me in a patient on Shabbos. Yeah? He needs open heart surgery. His arteries are clogged. He needs open heart surgery. Yeah? Lamaisa, you know, a lot of times after surgery, they say, okay, by a stent, they do it all the time. Stent is a non-surgical way of opening up the arteries. Right? They stick in mamisha like a stent. It's like a straw. And it opens up the artery, right? So a lot of times they'll go in. Reb David isn't a Bakantinim. They'll go and sometimes they'll say, okay, that one we opened, that one was too hard, we couldn't open that. Yeah? But it's good enough. We opened up three arteries, and there's enough blood flow now. You're okay, right? So with the surgeon, does the surgery, does he have to say, okay, I opened up that artery, and I opened that artery. Okay, l'chayr, he's out of a sakana. Okay, sew him up. It's Shabbos. We do a half a surgery on Shabbos. We have our Shabbos surgeries. Avadanish, that's Lav Roisoy. Zok Reb Chaim, no? You do the surgery, Kohagin, Lav Roisoy. You feed him, Kohagin, Lav Roisoy. Yeah? That's the logish. It makes sense. And that's what Rav Shach is saying. It's Ein Tzarech upon him. It's Pashat like that, right? The Magid Mishnah, the way Rav Eliashiv is learning the Magid Mishnah, really the Sheol Meshiv is learning the Magid Mishnah like that. Magid Mishnah is saying something completely different. Magid Mishnah is saying, whatever you're allowed to do for the Cholah, you don't have to make any Shinuyim. You do it the way you do it during the week. So that just means, I don't, but according to the Magid Mishnah is not saying that you give him more than he needs. He's just saying, whatever he needs, you don't have to do it in a way, you don't have to put begodim on him, you can put the heat on. You don't have to use a robot to do the surgery, because during the week you do the surgery regular, you do the surgery kiderech. So all the Rambam means, ha-reyu kachol ha-chol ha-dvorm, l'fi the Magid Mishnah. You hear what I'm saying? I'm double. It's, say, Reb Chaim and the Magid Mishnah, two completely different things. It sounds close, but they're really rechoikim zemizeh. And they could totally be choylik with each other. They could totally be chaylik with each other. The Magid Mishnah could say, Reb Chaim, I hold you only give pochus mikashir. Because more than the shir ready is not a sakana. When Reb Chaim can ding in zich with the Magid Mishnah and say, if it's a voice with the blanket is just as good. The same either. Any doctor will tell you, the blanket's the same thing. So then you have to get a blanket. So it's mamish. It's without thinking that people put the Magid Mishnah and Reb Chaim together, they're not the same. It's two different, it's two completely different things. Now, the way Reb Elchanan learns the Magid Mishnah, which is not the way we're saying, Reb Elchanan learns the Magid Mishnah that Pikuach Nefesh is as a Hutra, not like the Kesef Mishnah. And because it's Hutra, it includes, just like by Mila, the Tzitzim Shein Ma'akvenes HaMila, that's how he understands the Magid Mishnah, includes all of these things. So L'chaira, not L'chaira, Reb Elchanan says it clear, that would only apply to Shabbos, not to Yom Kippur. So L'chaira, say if you learn like Reb Elchanan, you have to be makpid on Shurim on Yom Kippur. Right? Because Reb Elchanan is learning that the whole head of the Magid Mishnah is miyuchat to Shabbos. It's Hutra, and once it's Hutra, it includes all the things that, even the things that are not mamish needed, it's like tzitzim shei makven es hamila. As I told you, it's a peladik ashita, but does not Reb Elchanan. That's Reb Elchanan's mahalach. And if you learn, like Reb Chaim,
it's no shaykhis. B'chaim is separate of B'chaim. The way Reb Chaim learns it would apply to Yom Kippur too. He taka says it by Yom Kippur. It would apply to Yom Kippur also. And if you learn that there's a chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, I'll just tell you Reb Yankif taka learned like that. And Reb Yankif learned the reason why there's a chiluk between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Very interesting how he learned. He says, Shabbos, the Isser Shabbos is chilul Shabbos. B'chalalei amos yumos. He said, Chilul Shabbos, listen to Achap of Reb Yankif. He said, Chilul Shabbos has to be that you're being Chilul is a lashon of Zilzel. Being Mechalel as HaShabbos. He said, if somebody's doing Pikuach Nefesh, he's not being Mechalel as HaShabbos. Ma'ashenkin Yom Kippur V'inisim Es Nafshu Seichem, Mikomokim, he's not Mune. Reb Yankif, you get my wonderful understanding, why would it be that Shabbos is like a gather of Hutrakilu? Why? Why should it be like that? There's a Heter Shabbos, there's a Heter Yom Kippur. Why is Shabbos Hutra? And Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuyah. Nechtesa. Why should it be like that? Meaning according to Rabbi Chana. So Rabbi Yankiv's understanding was that Shabbos is since the gather of the Isser is Mechalel. Mechalel means I was Mezalzel Shabbos. I desecrated Shabbos. If I used Shabbos to save somebody, I didn't desecrate it. Shabbos was not desecrated. Masha'en came by Yom Kippur with the din of Inui. Well, my side wasn't moving in Yom Kippur. I ain't on Yom Kippur. So there, that's why it's a dechuya, as it will go up to Aisha. Now, I'll just add one last piece to this whole thing, because we're going to move on now, is that I had a svara, a special svara, why Shabbos should be different. And this could explain the Rambam. The Rambam says, dechuya hi pikuach nefesh. And then the next halacha, he says, v'arehi kechoy l'cho advorim. Right. So, according to Rabbi Chanan, Taka machlekes kesef mishnah magid mishnah. How to understand the Rambam? Kesef mishnah understands the Rambam pikuach nefesh is tchuyah. Taka according to the kesef mishnah, you're not allowed to do kol srochov. And the magid mishnah understands hutra. As a fashtate. But the ma'aser, the Rambam's lashon is tchuyah pikuach nefesh. So I'll tell you a pshat that I had, because only because I can't hold back to tell you this pshat. It's not. It's you don't need it for halacha. We find in Yevamos such a very similar idea in Yevamos. In Yevamos, we find that there's a concept called mitzvosei bekach. Mitzvosei bekach. Mitzvosei bekach meant that the only way to do this mitzvah is to do this avera. That's the way the mitzvah was given. It's not, it happens to be that these two things met. Shatnas and tzitzis. I can makayim tzitzis without shatnas. I could be over shatnas without tzitzis. So, grad the punk to have a beggar that's wool, or have a beggar that's semer, that's a pishtun, that's linen, and I have chutim that's semer. Punkt. And that's all I have. Right? So it's not that there's no mitzvah to wear shatnas. Tzitzis. Mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. Happens to be there. That's a regular say doicha, loisa say. Mitzvah say bekach is like yibum. Yibum, the mitzvah is marry your sister-in-law. The mitzvah is to do that avera. Mitzvah say bekach. So Tosfos in Yevamos says that's different. Can't learn from Yibum. Yibum is different. He's not magdir what the difference is. He just says it's different. You can't learn from there. Tosfos uses this in Yevamos to say why you can't learn asay dechalisa sheish bekaras from Yibum. Can't learn from Yibum because Yibum is different. Doesn't say what it is. But in the Rashba, there's mamash a contradiction. The Rashba says that Yibum is dechuya. He says it in several places. But he says like Tosfos, Iker mitzvosei bidchiyah. But listen to this Rashba. It's a metziah nifloah. The Rashba on Daf Mem Aleph says as follows. He says, if you have a Yevama, she fell to Yibum. A regular Yevama. Meanwhile, before you got a chance to do Yibum, you married her sister. That's the case in the Gemara. So now there's no mitzvah Yibum. It's one of the Chomesh Esrei Noshim. Mitzvah Yibum goes away. Right? Now, that woman that you married, the Yevama's sister, dies. You're allowed to marry now the Yevama. I mean, al tzachos ishta, you're allowed to marry her, because you're only not allowed to marry sisters b'chayim. It's unique, tarai, pasha v'arai. It's two sisters you only can't marry in their lifetime. I think the Novominska was married to two sisters. after the first one died, he married his sister. It's only b'chaya you can't marry sisters, right? So, the Gemara says, Hutra. If she was Hutra of Venestra, now I can marry her. So you hear what happened? Came Chof Aleph Elul, his brother died. Right? Chof Beis Elul, he married his brother's wife's sister. So now his brother's wife is not for him anymore. And Nebuch, Chof Hei, his wife died. So now his brother's sister's back in the Gemara says. So listen to a Rashba. The Rashba says there's no mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Yibum doesn't get a Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's off, it's off. Never comes back. The Lashon HaGemara is Tachzor LaTeira Rishon. Says the Rashba that once she becomes a Yevama, Poka Yisrei Shesach. Since when the brother died, his wife fell to Yibum. At that moment, the Yisrei Shesach was Poka. Went away. And that's it. Doesn't come back. And that's why, even when he marries his sister, she's still Mutel. I'll tell you, Shesach can't marry her because it's his wife's sister. His wife dies, now he could marry her. So he's not Mekayim. So if I ask you, you did a closed question. Is there ever a case in the Yevamos where you marry your brother's wife and you're not Mekayim, it's Zibum and it's Mutter? The answer is yes. According to the Rashba, this is the case. It's a regular chasana. It's not a Yibum, it's a regular chasana. And it's Mutter to marry your sister-in-law. Why? Because once the Yisrael Shesach, but what's the million-dollar question? But it's the Chuyah. You, Rashba, yourself told me mitzvasei b'tchiyah. So what's Hutra? It's the Chuyah. The answer is that the Rashba seems to be saying that when it's mitzvasei b'kach, even if it starts with a d'chuya, it's oiker the whole iser. Why? Very simple. Because in mitzvah bo b'avera we find you can't have a mitzvah which is gufa n'avera. Ein mitzvah avera v'ein avera mitzvah. A mitzvah n'avera can't be one action. So by tzitzis, it's not a problem. It's not a gufa avera. It's a mitzvah of tzitzis. It's of kilayim. It's two different things. But you can't have a mitzvah which is an avera. So in order to make Yibum a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to completely uproot avera. So it starts with dechuya. But doesn't matter. The dechuya is that it uproots the iser. To facilitate, in order to make the mitzvah a mitzvah, it has to be oiker, it has to be mafkia. And that's why when the mitzvah Yibum came, it uprooted the iser Shesach. Thus it does. Shuv lechoizo. Memela, by Shabbos, there's a special pasuk. Ache Shabbos, tishmoyu. Mitzvah lechalel Shabbos, l'tzoyach pikuach nefesh. A separate pasuk. Is da mitzvah soy bekach. Somebody's mechalel Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, is a pasuk of ach. Ach says the mechilt is a mute. L'tzorech pikuach nefesh, you should be mechalel Shabbos. That means somebody's mechalel Shabbos, the mekayim, achas shabsoi say tishmaru. Everybody asks, what do you need that pasuk for? That's the chuyei pikuach nefesh, like Yibum. But now it's nasis kecholo chaladvelen. Now, because there's a mitzvah to mechalel Shabbos to save a life, it's not just, I have a v'chaibam, it happens to be a Shabbos today, so I have a collision. It's not a collision. There's a mitzvah called Achesh Absoisai Tishmoyu. And that Achesh Absoisai Tishmoyu is Mamish HaMitzvosei Bekach. Memele Nasis Kechoy L'Cholat Volem. That now makes it Kechoy L'Cholat Volem. That would be the Hezber in this Shita. Okay, we'll stop here. You understand what I'm saying, Rav David? That Aliba